I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Sudan's warring parties inch closer to a ceasefire following talks in Egypt. Any truce would be a vital first step toward ending the war that erupted 2 years ago, causing a severe humanitarian crisis. The U.S.-led ceasefire effort aims to lay the groundwork for lasting political dialogue. Ibrahim Adam with the Darfur Christian Association says believers need to be involved in those conversations rather than hiding in the background.
As Christ ambassadors, we are the peacemakers. So we need to be integrated into the Sudanese society. We need to show up, especially in the public issues.
Pray first for the war in Sudan to end. Secondly, pray for wisdom as Christians weigh next steps. Speaking out in an Islamic environment carries risk, but so does staying silent.
If we were there in the decision-making, this ongoing conflict, it was avoidable.
And tensions are rising in Bangladesh as the country's interim government looks to hand off power in the next election cycle. Caught between vying political parties are the nation's Christians, who are seeing a spike in persecution as Islamic fundamentalism gains traction. Mike Grandy with Unknown Nation says in the last few weeks, violence has intensified.
We actually had one of our leaders who was shot twice. Praise the Lord, he survived.
Grandy says the kingdom of God is expanding, but the realities of the persecuted church are heavy.
People are nervous. We have a network of over 100 leaders that are currently in hiding because they're being targeted.
Please pray for our brothers and sisters in Bangladesh.
They don't live in fear, but they face things that we just can't really comprehend in our culture.
Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener supported by people just like you. By giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.